Nutrimedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. back. We have the wisdom, have the, as I say, the... I like your website, your address, actually, Radio Right. You don't do Radio Left, by the way. Your title of the article today is The Left Unhinged. Newest grand solution from left is utterly sickening. And honestly, I hear some of the comments, like I heard one by Mr. Buttigieg. And to be honest with you, I don't persecute people because of their sexual orientation, whatever. But when people take out of context that he did 6 months of serving as an Uber driver in Bagram Air Base and never had a cold meal, and he tries to give advice to people who serve multiple tours of duty in dangerous places where they maybe lost a limb or an eyeball, I think this guy is an arrogant SOB, as well as people like Alyssa Milano, trying to give advice that, you know, if you go so far as taking away our rights to abortion, we'll have a sex strike. Good. Please don't have sex anymore. Please, please, just go away. Don't reproduce
yourself.
Well,
not only that, but as I said when she first announced that, well, thank God, there'll be less sexual transmitted disease.
Well, I'm certain Alyssa Milano screwed her way to the Hollywood top, just like this female candidate from California, you know?
Kamala Harris.
I mean, you know, even
yes,
her...
The Speaker of the Assembly admits she did much of that sleeping with him.
Right, exactly. Yeah, admits it publicly. I mean, it's like, this is not hidden. It's open for anybody who actually can watch a video or hear the guy actually say it. You know, to me, the American fact is, I would like a left that at least is rational and wants to dialogue about things. We don't have a rational left anymore. We have an insane left that is basically about like a bunch of religious maniacs. If you don't believe us, you are apostate. It's almost like they want to be Takamadi and the Catholic Church, like torturing anybody that disagrees with them as a violation of some kind of dogma or religious fervor. It's disgusting.
Right, but this has been an exciting week, however, we must admit. Do you see President Trump at the banquet with the Queen?
Right.
When he was over there, he turned to her at one point, pointed to the back of the room, and said, "Fake news, Your Majesty. They're all fake news." No, he didn't actually do that. But speaking, making this little formal speech to Britain's sovereign, Trump did say that among the most important values the U.S. and Britain share is sovereignty. That is national independence from entities like the European Union and the deep state. That his aim is to make America and Great Britain great again.
Right. Which means he's supporting...
That is just wonderful.
He's supporting Brexit, in other words. He's supporting an independent Britain that's not consumed by super state that basically wants to invade it with so many Muslims and people from third world countries. It's no longer a European country at all.
Exactly. You may have noticed John Cleese of Monty Python a few days ago said, you know, London doesn't even feel like a British city anymore.
Well, it's not a matter of feeling. If you go there, the tikka masala or some kind of Pakistani dish is the number one dish. The mayor is, I call the mayor of Londonistan. And the kind of comments, he's got this disgusting look on his face of how he hears his so-called racist comments. First off, one of the most non-racist presidents we've ever had is Donald Trump. He doesn't care what your skin color is. He wants you to be a hard worker. He could care if you're Hispanic, black, whatever. From these kind of comments to come out of somebody like this mayor of London is insane. It's not rational.
And when he wishes to attack Donald Trump, he writes an op-ed in what? In the Marxist Guardian newspaper.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, this is where his politics are. This is where his values are. They're certainly not British.
Great. Well, where do we go? Let's go through this article, because I think you've got some interesting points.
Oh, no, there are 100 different places we can go. I do want to prepare people for one thing. A week ago, we saw a vote for members of the European Union Parliament. And in that vote, the left was devastated. The internationalists were devastated. The globalists were undercut. In England, in Italy, in France, my God, Marine Le Pen, formerly the National Front, beat Macron, the French president. If that shows you how wonderful politics are becoming there. But the important thing to realize now, even as we sit talking, Denmark is going to the polls and are expected, the Danes are expected to elect a left social democrat. And this is going to be celebrated in the media. They didn't report on all these defeats for the left, but now they're going to say, Denmark elects a social democrat, more proof of how they love their socialism and so on. What they didn't mention is that every party in Denmark now, including the social democrats, including the socialist party, has embraced an anti-immigrant agenda.
Right.
They are now just as anti-immigrant, as much for putting up borders and walls as Donald Trump is, or as the Brexit people are in England and so on. And therefore, they've been able to undercut the party of the right because they promise to do everything the party of the right will do in terms of immigration, which is the big issue.
Right.
And so it's people need to understand when they hear, oh, the socialist Democrats just won in Denmark. Yeah, but they're not the Social Democrats anymore. They're now an anti-immigrant party. And if you understand that, you understand everything essential you need to know about this election. They finally realized they could not win unless they turned against this flood of immigrants. And
wow.
So they turned against the flood of immigrants.
Amazing.
So even when the right appears to be losing, it's actually winning.
Well, what they're doing is they're because what the other party's doing is they're calling themselves left, but they're doing right steps.
Exactly. And so that is what you'd think a rational Democratic Party would do here, which had been pushed virtually to the edge of extinction. But no, they've decided to keep going farther and farther to the loony left. And it is indeed loony. I mean, what can you say?
Well, the average Democrat, who's like a blue dog or just regular Democrat, doesn't agree with any of the things that are going on. I mean, even the people that used to believe that Donald Trump was a terrorist, or he was involved with treason against the United States government, that's gone. That's why we look at people at CNN, so when their audience has disappeared, because people eventually get assaulted. They say, "I had enough. You know, this is enough." When they hear the crazy loony talk, they realize they're trying to manipulate me to do something that's going to be harmful for me in my pocketbook, my ability to get health care, my ability to be able to put gas in my car. They want to take away my car. They want to take away flights. Are you kidding? How can I go visit my relatives overseas? The loony left has gone so far left, and they don't want to just, limit abortion. Like the average, I'm against abortion. I'm against abortion after conception. But the average person doesn't want to have abortion after the first trimester. Even in most states, it's after the second trimester. You can't do abortion. The fact is,
even though we must say for your state, Dr. Bill, California, Gavin Newsom, welcomes women to have their abortions in California. He wants to make abortion tourism a major additional industry for his state. They used to come looking for gold. Now they come looking for killers.
Yeah.
Wow. By the way, the New York Times now admits the next major cause of the left after the 2020 election, they're going to be about to legalize prostitution, as Kamala Harris, who, as you say, slept her way to the top, made her career essentially as a kind of prostitute. Well, now the Democratic Party in general is going to push for the decriminalization of prostitution. Which will be a wonderful example to these young girls whose liberation it stands firmly for.
Well, it'll liberate them from marriage. It'll liberate them from having an attachment to a child, especially if they have an abortion. It'll liberate them from being married and having a loving husband or family around them. It'll liberate them from aging and having people around them that are connected to them biologically and emotionally. It'll liberate them from being part of the human race. And in fact, 93% of abortions worldwide are female. I presented this in 1993 to the Royal Commission New Reproductive Technologies seminar, which is part of the National Library now in Canada, along with fetal tissue transplantation. And people didn't understand. These leftists are nuts. They're evil. In fact, they're not even decent. That's the thing, is there's no logic behind them. There's not even any religious kind of thing to say, if you do this, this is good for you or whatever. It's just, do this because it's required. We are God and you're not. It's insane what they're doing, isn't it? It's disgusting.
And let's look at some recent examples of that, heavy or not heavy. A few days ago, Fox was holding a town hall to allow the always corrupt New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand to have a forum for an hour. And what did she do? She began to insult and attack Fox itself as an evil network on Fox's own. In other words, she was attacking her host. And Chris Wallace, left as the MAB, turned and told her that it isn't very nice to do that, and basically he's not going to let her do it. So what did she do? Within hours of that show being on, she had ads running on television glorifying herself as not very nice, says Fox, as a way of raising funds. In other words, getting money because Fox criticized her because it dared to let her have a town hall to promote herself. I mean, this is just how biting the hand that feeds you.
Well, when I look at the look on this woman's face, I'll tell you, what we have is a person that's that I call an evil egomaniac. It's a person that thinks, I'm evil, I'm always in power, and I want you to do what I say, and don't question me because it's against my dogma. That's the left now. The left doesn't even have decency or common sense or logic. There's nothing to it. Nothing. This is something,
I honestly think
the Democratic Party is killing itself. They're committing geopolitical suicide.
Yes, a day ago, the left was glorifying a woman called Amanda Kondratiev because she had thrown a cup of unknown red liquid at Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida. Well, at least one website, the Daily Caller, bothered to look into who and what she is. None of the others bothered.
Right.
But Ms. Kondratiev, it turns out, ran against Gaetz in a Democratic primary election for Florida's first congressional district in 2016.
Right.
He, of course, beat the heck out of her as a Republican. During the early stages, she and Gaetz fought over a cross in a public park. By the way, the courts finally sided with her position of tearing down that cross, as she had the support of the Freedom from Religion Foundation and the American Humanist Association, so-called. It turns out she is also a member of Antifa, the leftist street gang, they point
out.
Are
you kidding?
That has been known to inflict violence on conservatives across the U.S. and Europe. Even the National via Daily Caller did not bother mentioning Antifa is a Marxist organization. Like the protesters who were railed against Trump, they said 250,000 would come out. They were lucky to get 5,000 to 10,000. But most of them were carrying red banners. They were Communist Party members. And, of course, being on the dole, they didn't have to be at work, which was terribly convenient. Oh yes, Ms. Kondratiev is also a former Bernie Sanders supporter and Democratic activist known to Democrats as a progressive Valkyrie, she was described. But it's amazing the kind of people we now have. They think it's perfectly normal, both in England and here, just to throw various liquids on people you disagree with, as if that were not assault. I hope she gets 10 years in prison for that.
Well, you know what I think? Do you know what I think is going to happen? Now, you know, there's a lot of nice politicians and nice people that have put up with Antifa. If Antifa came to my home and tried to do something, a bunch of them trying to assault me or harm my family, they're going to end up injured badly or dead. Okay? So you got to understand that the American public, and that, by the way, includes a lot of Democrats, when they reach the point where they start getting assaulted, they're going to push back. Americans are not exactly Mr. Passive. They're not going to put up with crap like this. Right now we're being bullied by big tech. And big tech, by the way, are pushing back. I noticed big tech are hacking into my phone lines and shut them down. They're knocking off people off these Facebook and Twitter and so on. I have to log back into Twitter almost every second day just to even post my posts. Because, you need to put in your code, which is send it to your phone and all this stuff. What's going on is big tech, which are tentacles of the beast, are basically arms of the media and the globalist order. And they don't want us to have an opinion or to push back. They want us to be quiet and stay in our part of the cage. Not going to happen. You push us hard enough, we're going to push back and put you in the grave. How's that? That's what's going to happen. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life.
Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and Watt's Soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. The left wants to cow America, and here's a couple of the global things on the global stage. First off, Russia and China both know if Trump gets in the second term, his Space Force, which he has in missile defense, their missile systems that could attack America or their proxy nations like Iran or North Korea and Venezuela are gone.
Oh, and by the way, just a footnote, we should note this is the week of Tiananmen Square, the anniversary, which was an interesting case because with the students protesting in Tiananmen Square, the Chinese leadership had to make a decision. Should we send in Chinese troops? And they looked at each other and say, we don't dare send in ordinary Chinese troops. They go over to the side of the students. And so they went to a military unit 45 miles north of Beijing to bring in elite troops that had been selected and trained, who were known to be willing to turn their guns on their own citizens.
Right. This is like the Navy SEALs, right? It's like SEALs here in America.
Well, the same way that Bill Clinton was doing that kind of selection of individual military people here who could be counted on to turn their guns on Americans.
Right.
They had a whole unit made up of them. And that's what the Chinese used. They used carefully selected soldiers who would not turn around and side with the people.
Wow. That's
nasty. Of course, the Democrats were selecting exactly those kind of people in the U.S. military, too.
Wow.
For exactly the same reason.
Crazy.
By the way, I know that you deal in the world of mega weapons and wonder weapons and so on, but even in something as mundane as just taking ordinary guns out of the hands of the people, I notice the left has begun a new push. They say they want to banish any kind of silencer on weapons. And I looked at their writing on that, and I said, this is strange because the biggest factor in a gun making a noise has nothing to do with whether it has a silencer or not.
Right.
The reality you have to know is when you hear a rifle go off and you hear that crack and so on, you're not hearing noise from the gun itself. What you are hearing is the fact that the bullet is going supersonic.
Right.
And when it does, it breaks the sound barrier. It makes exactly the kind of noise a jet plane would make when breaking the sound barrier. You're hearing a sonic boom.
Right.
And in other words, assassins don't worry about putting a silencer on their gun or not. Assassins worry about using subsonic bullets. Bullets
right.
that will go slower than the speed of sound when they put them out next to someone's head. So there
right.
is no sonic boom. And I thought it was amazing to see just how stupid, as in everything else they do, the left is in trying to comprehend that field as well. I mean, they are so dumb about so many things, it's just breathtaking.
Well, the fact is that they're like wind-up toys for Satan, like AOC, the brainless one. And all of these candidates for the Democrats, and also, by the way, we have some of the Republicans, like this guy, Amash, who's a member of CARE. He's a GOP Republican, and he's a member of CARE, and he's disrespecting President Trump. Because
he's a Palestinian American.
Right, and he's a terrorist.
Yeah.
He supports Islam. He supports CARE, which is a terrorist organization, right?
Yep.
People need to get a message here. I don't care who it is, Republican or Democrats, judge each candidate. We have independent ones, like Keisha Rogers, who's independent. She wants to vote against Al Green. Al Green is a psychotic maniac. He's been calling for impeachment for a long time. At least, and one of the interesting things I heard on Fox, which is, I thought was a very clever comment, was that one of the few people that's not received a tag or a funny name is Nancy Pelosi. And the reason is Donald Trump respects her. She has enough respect to Trump that she's saying if we start impeachment, he's going to win. In fact, they say the only way they can win is unless they impeach. How are they going to impeach when the Senate's controlled by Republicans?
Well,
it's not possible. And they're not going to win.
It's a propaganda exercise. But by the way, Texas Congressman Al Green is an interesting figure because he has said the obverse. He has said if we don't succeed in impeaching Trump, he is going to win.
Right. And we know that we can't succeed. So there's only three options for the Democrats to win. Impeachment, which isn't going to happen. Assassination, he has his own private security force and wears level 3 body armor. And number 3 is to crash the world economy. So unless you crash the world economy, Trump's going to win. And to be honest with you, socialism as it is going to die. Because I believe in a social safety net. For example, the initial Kohanim had the tithe not to support the church, but to make sure they were not only the high priest, but they wouldn't go into business, but to take care of the weak and indigent and hungry, and rebuild their homes if they had mold in it. You can have a social safety net without socialism. You can have the cost of health care reduced so your deductibles and so on are reasonable and the cost of drugs are controlled.
Trump's the tradition of Jubilee, people are not sinking forever into debt.
Right. And honestly, you can't make college free, but you can make it so inexpensive that people can pay it off and you can have alternate ways of paying it off so that it doesn't prevent them from having a family or buying a home or a car. Because what's happening now, we're delaying actually young people from actually having families and reproducing the next generation. Besides the abortion issue, the fertility rate has dropped, so this is the lowest rate of fertility and new babies being born in 34 years in America. Do they think that they can stop that by importing people from third world countries that have got grade 4 and have a low IQ and have no skill sets? This is stupid, isn't it?
And basically are uneducated farmers and peasants, yes. The difficult, well, this is what I was addressing in my column this week, as you know, which is why you keep referring back to elements of it. And I appreciate that. The column, the theme of it basically, is the most surreal thing I've ever heard a leftist say. And I've heard a lot of very surreal things from leftists. Ronald Reagan, remember, said that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same.
Right.
Are millennials, I ask, the lost generation that will extinguish freedom? Possibly so. We know their IQ has been measured as dropping 3 to 6 points lower than previous generations. We know they produce people like Alyssa Milano who actually call for a sex strike. But even one who laughs at that is a gay writer from the liberal left webzine that spun off from the Washington Post called Slate, or as its critics used to call it, Stale, using the same letters.
Right.
Her name, Christina Cotarucci, penned a column called this, or an article at Slate, The Grandkid Strike. Here's an idea. Change your parents' bad voting habits by refusing to breed. Think about that.
What?
Your Republican parents are lukewarm on Donald Trump but will probably support his reelection, she writes. Or maybe they're Democrats who've sworn they'll never elect a socialist. But what these parents want above all is grandchildren, which millions of late-blooming millennials have yet to produce. They ask, what can they do to ensure their own legacies in the form of pudgy little sweetums and a romper, writes Cotarucci. They plead with you, promising to do everything in their power to help erase your concerns about everything from low incomes to global warming. Luckily for them, you have an answer, radicalize, says Cotarucci. My suggestion, she writes, is that, quote, the serious business of childbearing and rearing be used as a political weapon.
How effed up. Honest to God, I can't even consider them part of the human race when someone makes a comment like that. How the hell can she consider herself a human being and a person when they're threatening to not reproduce unless we vote Democrat?
Well, one suggestion that got Niall Ferguson, the historian, in a great deal of politically incorrect trouble, you remember, when he was at Harvard, he made the argument that John Maynard Keynes probably cared so little about the future of humankind because he was a gay and was childless.
Right.
And so are many of Europe's leaders today, especially
right.
The women. So if you don't have a link to the future, if you don't have members of your own biological family there, and so that you are constantly thinking, what will the future be like for them, then you're likely to embrace all kinds of crazy points of view. And in Cotarucci's case, it's that, well, we're going to die anyway from global warming if we can't force you to stop it. Of course, she's utterly, absolutely wrong about all of this. By the way, the New York Times had a piece on June 4th that is rather telling. It's called Kids Sued the Government Over Climate Change. A key day in court has arrived. In other words, the left's been using children for a long time as a weapon,
wow,
politically. You know, you hold up the children, you have them stage the lawsuit, the Democrats virtually made a standard campaign of, we're doing X for the children. And X, you fill in any socialist policy you want. But it's always for the children. No, in this case, it's to the children.
Right.
Because, in effect, what these Gen millennials and younger are talking about, according to Cartolucci, is, well, we're either not going to have babies or we're going to abort the baby I'm already about to have unless you do what I tell you to do.
You're
I'm
kidding.
Telling you what to do.
That's
oh, no,
a
no.
form of reproductive blackmail, in other words, you're saying.
Of course. Oh, and worse, yes. Enforcing such extortion over which leftist candidates and causes would-be grandparents must support, Cartolucci writes, could be done, quote, via voting booth selfie or supervised completion of an absentee ballot proving that they voted for the sufficiently progressive candidate of your choice. Think about that. You say to your parents, you're now going to give me a signed absentee ballot voting for the candidate I tell you to vote for that I will then take and mail in, or you won't get a grandchild. That's literally what she's proposing.
No,
here.
What is her background? Is she a movie star or a politician or what? What is her background?
No, she's always been a quote-unquote journalist for left-wing magazines.
Oh, she's not a journalist. So why do they call themselves journalists when they're pundits for the uber-left? And by the way, the uber-left is a religion now. They have replaced God with this pseudo-religion of globalist control. The God is literally them collectively. And you can't disagree with their dogma now because it's a form of apostasy. If you disagree, you're an apostate.
The only thing journalism means is it comes from the same root word as soup du jour. It means day. It means what's happening today. It can be what we call serious journalism,
right.
Who, what, when, where, why, fact-oriented reporting, or it can be opinion journalism. I deal in opinion journalism. I mean, this column of mine doesn't pretend to be objective. I take a position.
Right.
And that's also, so that's what she's doing. She's taking a position. She should not be viewed as a serious reporter, but she is a journalist. And that she's doing the day's issues is basically all it means.
Well, why don't we call it what it is? It was basically a literary cultist. They're a cultist. And their cult, basically, if you disagree with them, you're an apostate. And apostasy, basically, maybe they want to have Takamata where they pull your fingernails out or they torture you. Now they're actually doing what's called reproductive harassment and saying, we're going to harass you parents unless you agree with what we want. You've got to be kidding.
Well, as I note, what's more serious here, and by the way, she continues. In
actually,
that
her parents should make sure that she doesn't reproduce. We don't want another
Cartolucci. Well, her parents have already been told that she's homosexual and has no intention of having children.
Then why is she trying to control people who can reproduce?
Because it's a weapon. Because they allow her to wield a weapon by persuading them. In any event, she continues, maybe you'll insist they go a step, the parents, that is, go a step further and copy you on the donations they make to the National Network of Abortion Funds. In other words, if you want to have a baby, you may have to contribute to pro-abortion organizations and activists.
Well, I'll tell you, honestly, the left wing has gone so far now. I see a divide in America. Again, we're going to talk about this in the third hour with Ken Klein, who's done a number of movies over in Vimeo. His latest one is called The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. We're there. This is the end of civilization as we know. We're now so polarized, we have two Americas. We've got a conservative, rational, right, or just people who want a dialogue. I mean, even some of the left are reasonable. And then we've got these extreme left now that have this pseudo-religion that if you disagree with them, you deserve everything, including maybe being put on Rikers Island like Manafort. They're torturing him in Manafort, even though you can see the level of crimes he has. He's 70 years of age. They're doing this because he disagreed with their dogma, and he wouldn't turn on Trump. That's what's going on. That's why he's in Rikers Island, isn't it?
Yep, that's why.
He's been Rikered. Honest to God, man, we're at the end of the rope, And if they think they're going to go further and get away with it, they're delusional.
Well, it's again, the tower, Henry VIII all over again.
Well, you know what? We have a new type of guillotine coming. If they don't smarten up, we can geopolitically and informationally behead them, and it's coming.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer,
lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. When I believe the world
You have to bring the brood out that actually decides to engage. Welcome back. So this is pretty insane. What I see happening is we're coming to a nidus. Now, I'm worried. I really think that 2020, Trump is going to sail through. Unless he crashes the world economy or they assassinate him, he's going to win. We see this already in Brexit. We see this in Brexit and even social, the rise of populists. And remember, you're a person that believes in a legal system that basically says we need dialogue, we need decency, we need pro-humanity, we need things that allow people to have autonomy and control of their own lives. No forced vaccines, no forced eugenic care, no socialism, top-down control system, no open borders, no homogenization of Europe. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the British were trying to get out of Brexit is to stop the massive immigration. If you look at places like London, it's Londonistan now. It's not in London as people knew it. And the same thing's going with homogenization. All these other socialist countries you're mentioning are voting against, even though they call themselves socialists, against massive immigration. They've had it. They've reached the limit of their decency and realized that it was stupid what they were doing. And it takes a while for somebody stupid. It's like you let somebody hit you. Hey, I'm real tough. Hit me with that 2x4. And after about the 10th time somebody hitting you harder and harder, you finally stop hitting me with a frigging 2x4. They finally got it, didn't they?
Well, there's a standard expression for this in politics. You know, when they feel the heat, they see the light. And the point is, the social democratic parties in Europe are beginning to realize they are going to be destroyed unless they wake up and do what the majority of the people actually want. They can't just defy the majority forever in this,
right.
Even when they control the press. They can't just lie to the people forever, where you have, for example, 500 citizens of Cologne watch mass rape going on of German women by Muslims.
Right.
There. And then the press is told, don't mention this, don't report it. And so there's no coverage. And the people sit there looking, we don't have a free press. We have a totally controlled press that is going to do ideologically whatever they're told to do.
Right.
I mean, how different is that from if Hitler had won? For instance, and understand, though, why. By the way, Craig Smith and I deal with a lot of these same issues, including the European Union, in our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. And the good news is, any of your listeners, Dr. Bill, can get a copy of this book absolutely free and postpaid. It will literally not cost you a penny. 250-page book. If you'd rather pay $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon and the Washington Post, you can. But you can get it free by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492. Now,
right.
Why, you ask, as I talk about this strange woman, Cotarucci, and her idea, Christina Cotarucci of Slate Magazine, and her idea that you can go ahead and use your kids as blackmail. What is really behind this attitude? Well, what's behind it, I suggest, with nearly a third of millennials in their mid-30s still living in mom and dad's basement, they do not want babies because they want to be the babies. They want to be the ones who are pampered and given everything so they never need to work or have adult responsibilities, including parenthood.
Right.
In other words, they've been permanently infantilized, and hence they are endlessly selfish. They're willing to do anything to get their own way. If they don't get their own way, they'll just not breathe until they turn blue, and you have to give in to them somehow. And you notice how similar that is to socialism. It is really an infantilized stage of being human, in that instead of mom and dad, you have Big Brother. You have the government that is going to take care of you and provide for your housing and your food and your clothing and so on. So you don't have to work. You can just sit there. And as long as you don't care about freedom or achievement or human dignity, as long as you're just willing to go along with the government, well, I suppose that's a kind of paradise to you. But you'll never be an adult. You will never experience mature love with anyone. And probably, as we're seeing in the lowering of the fertility rates in these people, as we're seeing in the sinking of the IQ. By the way, remember Arthur Herzog back in 1978 wrote a novel called IQ 83.
Right.
In which a plague reduced the average human intelligence to that level. Ironically, In 2017, the leftist webzine Vox, not Fox, but V-O-X, Vox, told its millennial readers not to worry if they took an IQ test that showed that, like the author of the article, they had an IQ of 83. In other words, the millennials are living out this novel where some kind of plague apparently triggered a decline in human IQ. Now we have a decline in hormone levels. Maybe it's because we're taking feminizing, demasculizing estrogen-type chemicals.
Well, the first thing we're doing is drinking toxic water. That's why the first segment we talked about this first hour with Bob Finyard. And we have basically toxic drugs that often we're feminizing. We have a scalar radiation that blocks our genes. I mean, with smart meters and 5 Wi-Fi networks, and eventually, I saw today on Drudge that Amazon is planning in the next few months to start having drones deliver packages. They want delivery the next day. They want to actually soon have it the next hour. In other words, if they have a warehouse within 20 or 30 miles of your home, say in Los Angeles, they're going to fly the package to your front doorstep on a drone. That's where things are going. And autonomous vehicles, at some point in the future, you won't be able to rent or buy a car. It'll be against the law. The state will make it illegal. And only autonomous vehicles will be allowed to come to your home to pick you up and bring you somewhere. And you'll be under the total control of the state. Even the car will be one of your cages, where you'll be inside the cage of your home or a vehicle owned by the state.
And that state control will go all the way. As I indicate, President Barack Obama had a chief science advisor named John Holdren. John Holdren wrote in a book, co-authored by others, that he believed in forced population control by adding chemical sterilants to the world's food and water supplies, that only the government would give selected people a temporary antidote so they could have a baby and then become sterile again. Now we have a Democratic Party that's openly anti-Semitic. It is capable and quite able to carry out this new genocide, as I call it, which could deny Jews or politically incorrect others the right to have children. You know, if you're a Jew and we have the Democratic Party in control, don't bother applying for the antidote. You will never be allowed to have it and to have children. And voila, in one generation, the Jews are gone.
Let's put it this way. If the government ever gets that state, we will march to the capitals, we will put them up in a firing squad, and we'll shoot them all. They're not going to survive.
Well, we should be doing that now, of course.
Well, we're going to soon, okay? I'm at the point where I'm going to release technology to my very close friends and so on that's much more lethal than guns and non-lethal technology. And if you want to start a revolution, we're going to have blood in the streets, but it'll be your blood. Now, well, some of us are going to die, because we're engaging in a battle. But if we get, we have three card boxes. We have the witness box and the box of judiciary. We have the voting box and we have the cartridge box. And the cartridge box is not just bullets. It's lots of non-lethal weapons, pepper spray, scalar radiation, directed energy weapons, green lasers, all kinds of cool stuff. And you won't hear a pop when it's coming at you. So people have to understand at some point, we're going to lose our restraint. And let me tell you, you on the left, or you on the globalist control freak on the left or right that want to control us or put us in a cage, we're not going to make you have a bad day. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. You're going to have to understand.
Because
when we get to that, it's a full-forced French Revolution on a global scale. That's coming. See, the totalitarian cyber state wants to control us. And it doesn't matter. Some of them will say it's on the left or on the right, to be honest with you. We've got people on the right that are pushing for this, too. It's not just on the left, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, there are a lot of people who are just power junkies who just want to rule over other people.
Yeah, they don't want to necessarily
and
do
they'll
something.
Take whatever position puts them in a position of power.
Right, and they're not finding solutions. For example, like I think you go into politics to find solutions to serve the people as their servant. But no, they want power just for power's sake. Just look at Nancy Pelosi. And the Democrats, they don't want it to be there so they can make it a better America or have more stable finances so people don't retire bankrupt or they actually extend their lifespan by giving them more technology to make them live longer and healthier. No, no, no. They just want freaking control, including control of your reproduction and your ability to have a bank account or to travel autonomously or make decisions like, I don't want my kid to be vaccinated to go to school. Right?
Yeah.
And, of course, the cyber state wants to block that. They blocked my phone 14 times when Stephen Fox tried to call in about Dr. Stoller, who San Francisco is trying to pull his license for giving people vaccine waivers. Dr. Stoller practices up there. And my phone line to call into the show to actually get an evidence. So we're going to get him back on this Friday with Dr. Mitty Martini. People need to realize the cyber state is freaked. They think they're going to stop us. The more they push, the angrier we get, and the more determined we're going to do something about it. And
sure, we do have to remember, we're in a season right now of celebrating America and Britain and others fighting back against the Nazis.
Right.
And stopping the Nazis from controlling Europe. How different is that from the international socialists instead of the national socialists that are trying to control us right now?
Not much different, is it?
No.
No,
no,
same
except
thing.
That the international socialists killed more than 100 million people. They killed about twice as many people as the Nazis did.
Yeah.
So they're twice as evil, I would say.
Right. Well, I think the numbers may be more than that. I heard that the numbers in China can be upward of 60 million, and in Russia, 30 to 40 million in three pogroms. So it's a lot of people, and then we're not talking about all the other battles that occurred. So
no, I'm using the moderate source of the Harvard University published.
Yeah, but it's at least 100 million. That's a lot.
But still, at least 100 million. And how people can say, oh, it would be horrible if as a young man you walked around wearing a Nazi uniform. I'd agree, it's horrible. But they think it's just fine to have Marxists running around wearing a hammer and sickle. When in fact, I mean, you've opened the New York Times nowadays, almost any day, you will find an obituary for someone who is a Communist Party member and a Stalinist willing to sell out the United States to the Soviet Union. Yeah. Only now he's described as a wonderful, youthful idealist.
Right. Look at Bernie Sanders.
Who had a bright future for humankind. No, he was a Nazi.
Look at Bernie Sanders. He had his marriage there. Honeymoon was in Soviet Russia.
Does anyone doubt that Bernie Sanders wouldn't have sold out the United States if he'd been in a position to do it?
Well, look at Obama. He sold us out to Iran, and Biden sold us out to China to allow them weaponizing the South China Sea Islands, so his son could get $1.5 million in this stupid investment company.
No, not a million, a billion.
Billion, that's what I said, $1.5 billion.
His son's investment company got more than $1 billion from China.
Right.
And from a company owned and run by the Chinese military.
Well, great, eh?
And now Biden is saying, well, oh, Trump is just extreme to take on China. How dare he do that? Why, we should be friendly toward China. Joe, you were taking bribes from China. You shouldn't even be willing to show your face, but if you have no morals or decency, you do.
You know what? I got a new name for him. They used to call him Sleepy Joe. That's what Trump calls him. I call him Slimy Joe. How's that?
Same thing in this case.
Slimy Joe.
Well, fresh from the swamp. I mean, here's a man. Talk about being permanently infantilized. This guy has been a welfare recipient his whole life. This guy lived his whole life, in effect, on the government dole, getting a government paycheck for doing a not particularly hard job.
And of course, acting as a shadow of Barack Obama, who's a globalist picked by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the grand chessboard, and his daughter, is on CNN News constantly criticizing Trump for trying to do some good things for Americans of any skin color. And then calling him a racist.
CNN or MSNBC?
MSNBC, yeah. And she's there
Marxist
with that constant...
NBC.
And she's got that constant sneering face on when she's criticizing him. And you can tell this woman is clinically insane and evil as hell. And, of course, her daddy wrote the book The Grand Chessboard and actually recruited Barack Obama. They even recommended he use his name, Barack, which, by the way, is interesting. It's a takeoff of the satanic statement, I saw a lightning fall from heaven. Barack Obama, actually, in Kenyan, says, lightning fallen from heaven. Did you know that?
The word Barack means lightning.
Yeah, and Obama means heaven. Lightning
fallen from heaven. And the Obamas hated the British and wanted Winston Churchill's statue out of there because his family were slaveholders and the British ended slavery in Kenya.
Wow, amazing. Great show. Lots of fun, hey?